indicate the amendment on the agenda. One will stand as it is. Two would be local government municipal property rights amendment bill. Three will be finalization of National House of Traditional Leaders bill. Four, finalization of Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework amendment bill. The agenda will stand as it is. Are we agreed? Thank you. Item one, let me take this opportunity to, on behalf of the committee, open the meeting and welcome honorable members from the committee, from the department, from the legal advice and protocol observed for any other person, and they are all, some who are coming from the provinces, you are welcome. Thank you very much. Will that deal with item two? Local government, municipal property rights amendment bill. I'll read motion of desirability from there, we'll take clause by clause. It looks like the longest bill we'll ever have in this meeting today. The others might be short. I'm trying to say it is the shortest bill we'll have. We might not take much time on it. The motion of desirability, local government municipal property rate amendment bill, bill 12B of 2009, that in the opinion of the committee, it is desirable to amend the local government municipal property rate act 2004 so as to provide for the extension of the period of validity of a valuation role and supplementary valuation role that was in force before the commencement of the Act, and to provide for matters connected therewith. I would invite honorables to this amendment. Local Government Municipal Property Rights Amendment Bill, page 2. I would call members to express themselves on section on 1. That start with section 89. Can we get an expression from honorable members? Do we agree with that? Thank you.
Just as a matter of principle, I think we should first adopt the motion of desirability, and then the clauses should be the clauses of the bill, not the sections of the old bill.
All right.
Just so that we are on the right side of the law.
Do we adopt motion? Thank you. Can we now go to the bill? We are agreeing on one. Matilda? Any objection? None? Two, under transitional arrangement? Do we agree? Honorable Watson? Any objection?
No, we agree.
I read three under the short title and commencement. Agreed, objection, no objection, agreed. Then I'll read the committee report. Report of the Select Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Assets on Property Rights Amendment, Bill 12 of 2009. National Assembly, Section 75, dated 03 November 2009. The Select Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, having considered and examined on the Property Rights Bill, Bill 12 of 2009, National Assembly, Section 75, referred to it and classified by JTM as a Section 75 bill, report the bill without amendment. I move.
No objection.
Then the amendments are adopted. Thank you very much. We will now go to item three.
I think we can now excuse the department who is dealing with this boat, because I know they're itching to get out to go and do their work.
the department that we deal with property is this. You can go and prepare other report. Thank you. Everyone having documents on this bill? The National House of Transgender Bill, do we all have documents? And the second one?
No.
Then we're going to the final mandate as to whether we are correct on the side of the law, just as whether there are diverging points or something special from a particular province in terms of the final mandate. I'll start with how this.
Just on a point of clarity, Chair, we had a long debate in M46 across the road about the D version and the C version, or rather the B version, the C version, the D version. And the final decision, as I heard it, or recommendation, was that whereas we were negotiating on the B version, the C version will contain the amendments proposed, including those that were brought in by the minister. And at our previous meeting, we agreed that we now need to get the final mandates on that, and that we then need a final voting mandate on the D version. Now, the documentation that was handed to me in front of me, like Northwest, deals with the B version, and so does Free State. There's a document here from KZN dealing with the D version that hasn't even been written yet. So, I need clarity on what we are handling here today by way of a final mandate.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to respond to the question raised by Honorable Watson, one of the committee resolutions that we took last time was the committee should prepare a C version so that when four verses come for final mandate, it is on the basis of a C version and an example of a D version, just to demonstrate how has C version been incorporated with B version. Meaning the B version, the D version will only be applicable when we are dealing with voting mandates. But with regard to the submission of final mandates, all the provinces were required to submit their final mandates on the basis of the C version. Thank you, Chairperson.
The statement I made, Chair, my question is the document in front of us is a variety of B's and D's and I don't know if there is a C somewhere. I know Mpumalanga had a final decision on a C version yesterday, but I don't see any C versions in the documentation supplied.
I think we would have to focus on C versions of all provinces. Yes. Let's focus on C version and confirm from that point.
Honourable Member, with regard to two bills, we've got three versions. Documents that we distributed today, with regard to the National House of Traditional Leaders, we have Select Committee's amendment to National House of Traditional Leaders Bill, which is numbered B56C208, and the C version in Arabic. Now, meaning when we are processing final mandates from the province, we will be expressing with regard to the C version. Same applies to the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Amendment Bill. We've got the C version.
I agree, Chair, but I don't think the administration understands me. The bill is the correct bill. The process is correct. But the mandates that were handed out to us for today are based on the B bill, the B version.
Okay, if you look at this mandates that we have, these are the mandates that we, Honorable Watson is correct. It's the old mandates that we had, you know. We, for example, there's Gauteng, we have not processed the C version. It will only be done this Friday. It will only be done this Friday, you see. And that is the situation. Because when I go through, you have the Gauteng mandate here. It's based on the B version. And you're correct. Yeah.
Honourable members, members would recall that in our previous meeting, we're giving deadlines as the secretariat to ensure that relevant documents are sent to the provinces. The legislative information sent to all the provinces on Friday, one, it included the revised committee program, two, minutes of the committee, three, the C version. Now, with regard to provincial legislative planning, with regard to final mandates, it was required that all the provinces were deliberating on this aspect. Their focus will be on the C version. But with my interaction with some of the parliamentarizing officers, I'm aware that in Mpumalanga, in terms of the documents submitted, it is on the basis of the D version. But some of the provinces, for example, Eastern Cape, has submitted its final mandate, and they consider the C version in terms of the document that we sent to the provinces.
Chairperson, Mpumalanga has deliberated the C version yesterday. And the fact that you have a document with the B version this morning is because we could not get the speaker yesterday to sign the final mandate on C, which we finalized yesterday. And fortunately, it had come.
the Free Version.
We've got it now.
Yeah.
So we've got it.
Yeah, Chair. In terms of documentation sent to provinces, I'm sitting with the chairperson of the province here, who only received information yesterday from Parliament. The committee is sitting as we're sitting now. They are dealing with the matter, but they're only finalizing everything else on Friday, you see. Because it wasn't on the agenda, but the chairperson has instructed that they look at the all the documentation. But I'm just indicating the processes that happened.
So can I just check as to which provinces have dealt with this issue? Mpumalanga is one. Eastern Cape. Mpumalanga, Eastern Cape. Which provinces have dealt with the sea version?
Thank you, Chair. As Jesus and what we did, we worked on sea version, but the final mandate that we did incorporated sea version. It came up as G at the end of the day because we could not make the final mandate out of sea. That is the process we took. On Friday, we dealt intensively with the sea version, and then yesterday, we dealt with the final mandate that we have submitted. That is how it's done.
So the sea version was engaged in works by KZF?
Yes.
I have three provinces. And what the Limpopo also did the same?
I'm from Western Cape. I haven't received anything from. I know that they was dealing with the sea version, but I haven't received any proof that they accepted or what they do with it. I haven't received anything at this stage. I phoned them this morning, but I haven't received anything.
So the Western Cape outstanding? Would say outstanding.
Can I just ask you a question for clarity, Chair? KZN says they did submit the final mandate on the C version, but the one in front of me is both the D versions.
Yeah, that's what I say. They dealt with the C as well as the D.
I understand what the interjectors are saying, sir. But the problem is the process of this parliament needs a mandate on the C version for this meeting and a voting mandate on the D version for the debate. Whatever else has happened that I'm trying to be belittled by.
Yeah, I was on the process of checking with Prestige. There is a parliamentary officer. What is the position? But I know that your voice just to get guidance.
Chairperson, I disagree on the version of the bill that we're supposed to vote on. According to my legal knowledge is that the C version of the bill and the D version of the bill is only printed after this committee has agreed on the amendment. This is a C list. You cannot vote on that. The provinces cannot give you a final mandate on a C bill. You vote on the B bill, but in your vote of the legislature, you say the legislature supports the bill with the proposed amendments. So you have to vote on the B version of the bill. But your vote says with proposed amendments. You cannot vote on the C version of a bill.
Bloom?
Let me propose something. Before we are making a mistake, can't you, as the chairperson and the staff, find out the correct thing? Let's adjourn for a few minutes, find out the correct thing, and continue with the meeting. That is my proposal.
Be the staff and our state legal advisor. Can we quickly just meet for 5 minutes and give us a good.
Maybe I think because what she's saying there is correct. Maybe it's because the way that was said, because I'm saying the Eastern Cape, yes, has voted in favor. But exactly that's what he's saying. the Eastern KPA in their thing, the Hung votes in favor of the bill, B57, B as amended by B57. So exactly what is saying, it's exactly what even KZN is saying. They were debating, deliberating on B, which graduated or whatever, the way they were pushing it. But exactly, it's what she's saying, it's what the Eastern Cape has done. And of which I think what we need to do so that we can be sure, as she was saying, is just to say exactly as, like now, as I'm saying, I'm reading from exactly what the Eastern Cape has said here, with exactly that's what she's saying, and exactly this is what we want. Unless there's something else, if there are people who are saying something different, and then we can start saying, let you meet and see and sort out something, because I doubt there's something that needed to be sorted here.
Is that the understanding of the House? All of us understand it that way? Okay. On what, Mr. Arthur? I thought that is...
I really don't understand, because at the previous meeting across the road, we were told that the final mandate will have to be on the C. Whether it's the C version or the C list is no concern. But that's what was told to us very, very precisely, meaning that we can't get a final mandate on the D version because the D version cannot be produced for debate before we've agreed on the C. Now we I don't know. But I need...
I just like to agree with my colleague across the way that, as I understand it, the committee must deal with the B bill. Clause 1, adopted without amendments. Clause 2, adopted with amendments as set out in the C list. Clause 3, adopted with amendments as set out in the C list. That each clause, we do the B bill together with the C bill, the C list. Together. So in the end, once you've adopted the clause as amended, then the D list is then prepared, which is a combination of your B and your C, which is then the final bill that is adopted by this committee. That's the version that's adopted. That's how I understand it.
Hello, my dear, Mr. Bloom.
I will repeat what I have proposed. It is really not good for the image of the committee that we are not sure what we are doing. It won't do any harm for us to adjourn for 5 or 3 minutes, you and the staff and the legal experts sort this thing out, and then it's through.
Okay, let me just make a ruling. Let the staff and the legal personnel meet for 3 minutes. And give us that legal opinion so that we are able to take a political decision on that.
Mangat the lady with a race and stop some free space.
Yes.
Can we reconvene, David? The approach will be that we would want to see the support of the provincial legislature in terms of amendments that arise out of the bill. Is that agreed? the support of the provincial legislature in terms of amendment arising out of the deed. And you will have copies of the deed, ignore them or bring them back. Those deed copies, if you can have it for just read it or you ignore them for now, because we're not going to deal with that now. If the province that supports makes 6 provinces, then we are done. If it does not make 6 provinces, then we decide the way forward on that one. So I would start with the province by province. Let me start with the where is the precinct? Bloom? You are speaking on behalf of the precinct. It supports the bill with proposed amendments.
That's correct.
Can we go to Mpumalanga? Mpumalanga is still in work or waiting for signature.
Yes.
Mpumalanga is fine. It's fine. Yes. It supports the bill.
Yes. With the amendment.
With amendment. Two, Gauteng.
Gauteng supports.
Gauteng supports. Western Cape.
Chair, although I have the date here is the 13th, I've got to support the bill. That's what they told me.
Western Cape support?
Let me find out. We change the date to the 13th and we are at the 3rd today. Can we get clarity on that one?
Can we clarify that date, Mr. Chief?
Chief, because we're waiting for documentation, Gauteng, in terms of the report that was given, because the chairperson of Gauteng was in the last meeting, he then reported everything else that happened. Gauteng is supporting. But they are finalizing everything else on Friday. But they are supporting that. No, they don't have a problem in terms of the bill.
So what do you say, Dinga, in terms of no documents? Can we? How do you support, but there's no documents now?
Legally, there's no mandate from Houghton.
Which means Western Cape and Houghton has got no mandate? Two provinces. I was going to KZN.
Thank you, Chair. We have got the wrong documentation referring to the diversion.
Referring to?
We have got the wrong documentation.
Wrong documentation? Northern Cape? Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape supports the principle.
Eastern Cape supports the
principle. They have documentation.
We're not doing well in terms of the mandate, particularly on technical ground.
Yeah.
Not necessarily on the rejection of that member or whatever. It's on technical issues. So what I'm saying is that the Eastern Cape and the Free State are correct. That with, up to now, it's only two provinces. or Mpumalanga, three provinces. And then we are running short of. The Pope also did technical error, it came with division. So can't count it as a mandate. Delegated funding. All right, let's put the Pope out, we'll make follow up on that one. So we only have three provinces. Which province did I forget? Northern Cape. I called it. It's upset. But do you have a version? Can we read the document of Northern Cape?
Chairman, just saying that Traditional Leadership Governance Framework Amendment Bill, number of Bill B57B, 2008. Date of declaration, 13th of October 2009, vote of the legislature. The legislature votes in favor.
On the 13th of October?
Yeah, okay, that's what for.
It's for negotiation. Yeah, it's for negotiating Monday. All what we want here, legally, we want documents that speak for the final Monday. And which means we have three. And other provinces need to sort out their technical approaches so that we're able to legally have
check. Let me just check. I'm not sure. Because, you see, if you go to Gauteng, it does not say negotiating mandate. It says final mandate. Can we be corrected? Because previously we came with the final mandate. Yeah? And that's what it says, because most of this Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, it says final mandate, you know, and this is on the 18th of October. But it says final, it does not say negotiating mandate. Maybe let me check what is correct, what is wrong there. Yeah.
I think what is being disputed is the technical approach by the field. It's not totally a rejection of amendment or whatever. That technical approach that it's not accepted in terms of the feeling and the legal advice that we got. We simply mean we need to sort that thing out. And then we can't conclude with three provinces. So we need permanent delegates then to do work here, to get the correct technical document.
You see, Chair, we must also ensure that we don't just send documents. I mean, we've got a final mandate in front of us from the Northwest Provincial Legislature. That was signed. It was signed by the Deputy Speaker. But that document is not dated at all and doesn't say when the meeting took place. But the document in front of us was faxed on the 13th of October and refaxed again on the 3rd of November, the same document. To me, that's fraud.
Noted. I think permanent delegates will correct that.
So why, if there's a final mandate from a provincial legislature, which on the face of it is signed by the speaker, and it gives the final mandate and it's correctly worded, what is the date got to do with it? I'm just asking.
Because we made changes after the 13th of October. We got those documents and they were declared null and void because we still had to negotiate. They came in the place of negotiating mandates on the 13th of October. Then we had a meeting where your department, sir, put us right. And we had to go back and get fresh mandates. Duplicating the same one and sending it out with the old date on it, with a new date at the top, I don't think that's legal at all.
So let's just be dogmatic and follow procedure dogmatically to avoid views, because we are all from different school of thought. I would argue not come out here. So even if we can accept some of those that are final, but still won't make majority of the provinces that are needed for this thing. So I would suggest, with the intelligence of the House, to say we need to allow permanent delegates who have these technicalities to sort this matter out with their provinces. Until when? That is the question.
I will propose that today, as soon as possible. I don't know if it is possible. Or not, because people must have new mandates and so on and so on. But before Friday, let's say before Friday.
All what I want to know is when do we, as this committee, sit like this? First finalize. Friday. Huh? Before Friday, check. But Friday is not full. Friday is not full.
If you can make it on.
Chef?
Chef, can I speak for the programming? Really, I know that
I'm not supposed to speak at this meeting. You know, I think generally, we are in trouble in terms of time. We need to finalize this week. Really, even if it means meeting after hours to finalize this. What needs to happen? I'm not sure, Chair, your office in the first place, the people dealing with these kind of processes. I'm not worried about our permanent delegates. I'm worried about the office, because what needed to happen is a report from the technical people from your office to say, I've conducted province so-and-so. This is their position. This is the submission. All of them. So that you have a picture of what is going on in the province. Never mind the talking here. I'm not worried about the talking here. But that the people dealing with the legislation itself, I have a problem with that. Because they are supposed to support you in a manner that you are able to really go forward in considering this bill. Because already this morning, the people from the NA, I'm in contact with them, we're talking, hence I'm here. I just wanted to clarify a few things with you so that we know when this bill is going to be finalized. Remember, Chair, that you still have to tell us whether the bill is going to be returned to the NA. Because the NA rises on the 13th. And those kinds of aspects have not been clarified. So I needed your indulgence on those areas so that I can get back to those people today, because they need answers today, because they are sitting at 12, so that they can look at their program as well. Thank you,
sir. Thank
I think it's a given that it's got to go back, because the department can help me, but the introduction by the minister to our committee was in this new parliament, whether the bill was with the NA in the previous parliament, or the two bills. And since then, the minister has introduced those extra clauses, which means the bill as it now stands is not the bill adopted by the NA. So it will have to go back. We don't have to tell them whether we want it to send it back. It has to go back. It's a given. Unless I'm wrong.
So I think you are clarified, but in terms of the office, as they were constructing the provinces, I was also behind them. This is what the provinces have submitted to our office. As this is their final mandate, then the committee has detected technical error, you know. So the communication between the support staff and the provinces is there. Hence, some of the documents arrived today in the morning. There was that communication. So the problem is this technical error that is detected by the committee, which is what the legal implications, the process, the technical process, the date of the 13th, other date, correct, or the whatever. I think that is what causes a problem as we sit now. And therefore, we need to correct that. And the NA, we understand that. But remember, you gave us the bill 5 October. And this is not a simple bill. It's a complex, sensitive bill that needs to be, you know, managed correctly. It's not something that you can subtract like a property rate bill. I need the NA must bear with us. We were part of all these hearings, whatever you could see. that it's not something that you can just say, no, no, I agree. Look, even now we are paralyzed by a technical approach, not by a rejection of amendments. We know that provinces agree, but because of this, you know, approaches, that becomes a problem. That can be expressed technically by whoever wants to paralyze the whole process of being. I think what we need to do, I'm not sure as whether some provinces can get in touch with their speakers today.
Chairperson, now take the example of KZN. They have correctly dealt with the bill, right? They have actually finalized that. Now, if you say they must go back, what is it that they're going to do, other than what they have done? Because what is wrong is the submission and the manner in which they have done their submission to yourself. So I would probably, from the layman's point of view, argue that all you need to do is to do it correctly. Get the wording to be correct for the speaker to sign and bring that document back.
I think I'm speaking in that context, not in any other thing. In the context of correcting what is not accepted, the speaker to sign, and then it gets submitted. It's not for KZN to go back, like even in Pope, to make the speaker sign the correct document in terms of this agenda of today, and then the other one we'll see later on. I think that's what we're going to do. Some of us we are faced with technical issues. So in terms of NA, I'm not sure what should I say, but I think you would understand the spirit of the meeting. That is how you must explain it. Because there's no way in which we can you know, sweep this thing under the carpet. We have to. They will have to bear with that. But I thought some of these things can be done today, and we meet today.
Yes.
Especially where we need a speaker to be corrected, can be done today. I don't know how many provinces would also need correction of the speaker. And if that is done today, we are able to find out this stage of the plan.
Let's leave it in your hands, and you will call us if you are ready for us to meet again, even if it is today or tomorrow. Let's leave it in your hands, and you will call us.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, honorable members. It appears to me that what happened is that the provinces had a B version and a C list. They did not have a D version of the bill. It appears clearly from the mandate. Some mandates you'd realize they refer to B57C. Some refer to B57D. Some refer to B57D or B. So, for instance, if one takes the mandate of the Eastern Cape, no, not the Eastern Cape, the Northern Cape, it clearly indicates that it appears to me that they considered the B version. It is possible that they might have considered both the B version and the C list, which would ultimately become the D version of the bill. And if one takes, for instance, the mandate of I think it's Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga refers to a C version. So it appears to me that they had the B and the C list. So it's possible that they have considered the amendments, and they have agreed to the amendments. It's only that they did not have the D version at their disposal. Otherwise, their mandate could have reflected a D version. So it appears to me that they have considered the proposed amendment. They have agreed to the amendment. That's why their mandate reflects a C version. And then
the other provinces were proactive. They considered the B version and the C list. Then they considered that that can be a D version. That's why their mandates reflect a D version. I do not know what members intend to do insofar as that is concerned. But if the provinces have considered the B version and the C version and they have agreed on the amendments, then we may request them to rectify their mandates so that they reflect D. But it also appears that there are provinces which still also indicate that they agree to the bill subject to certain amendments being incorporated in the bill. That is a bit problematic, because then it means that there cannot be a final mandate. Then it means that it cannot be a final mandate. Then it means that what they have to do now is to, what the committee must do now is to say, we have considered what you said we should do as a final mandate, and this is what we have decided to do. We have not agreed, or we have agreed. What is now your voting mandate? Because what must now come out is a voting mandate of the provinces. So it may also well be that the D version must go back to the provinces so that the provinces can produce a voting mandate on the D version. I'll just briefly read out what the Act, the Mandating Procedures of Provinces Act, provides in Section 8. insofar as the voting mandates are concerned, Subsection 1 provides that the provincial legislature must confer authority on the head of the provincial delegation to the NCOP, or a delegate designated by the head of the delegation to cast a vote in an NCOP plenary. Subsection 2 provides, if no matter arises from the deliberations of the NCOP Select Committee when considering final mandates, which may necessitate consideration by a provincial legislature, the provincial delegation to the NCOP must table its province final mandate in the NCOP plenary as that province voting mandate. So it is possible that a final mandate can become a voting mandate, provided, of course, that there are no issues which arose during the consideration of the final mandate. That is what this provision says. So that is why I am saying that it is possible that some provinces have considered the B list and the C list, and they have agreed on the proposed amendment. Some have ultimately said the B version and the C list, because the C list is a list of amendments as proposed by the committee, so that the provincial legislature can say whether they agree with that list or they do not agree. The C list is not a bill. It's just a list of proposed amendments. Then once the C list has been agreed upon or has been agreed to, it's incorporated into the B version of the bill, then it becomes a D version. And that is where you need the mandate, on the D version of the bill. Okay.
Bloom? Okay, you'll come. What's up?
Just a two thing on what the acting secretary said. The problem is that your legal staff tell us that it was not possible to produce a D version yet. So there is no D version yet. And they cannot produce the D version. That is how I had them saying this morning, before the C list is not approved. And we are here to approve the C list, not the D version. That's where the technical problem arises.
Can I make a proposal, sir? That once the committee has agreed on the amendment, then the D version be produced and be sent back to the provinces, so that the provinces can then give the mandate on the D version. That's a proposal that I'm putting forward to the committee. That's the advice that I can give to the committee.
Can we speak to the proposal, Honorable?
Chairperson, I think that that proposal last week when we were in M46, that proposal was made by Mr. Watson. The very same proposal. And I think that advice, I will go with that advice, so that we must not do anything wrong with it. To follow the correct process.
Chairperson, I do understand, but I just want us to clarify one thing. The first proposal was saying here, you must talk to the, your office must talk to the speakers, to the legislators, so that they can correct what they have done. Because what they've done wrongly, technically. That's where we are agreeing here. Now, once they've done that, Mr. Mimela is saying, if I'm right, I'm sorry, he's saying, then once they've done that, that will be, the committee will produce the D section, I mean the D version. For instance, I'm looking to what the Eastern Cape has said here. The Eastern Cape has said nothing about D here, which is correct, according to what I'm hearing from you, and that advice that was being said that side. Now, what we have to say to the Eastern Cape, according to what is being said here, there's nothing that we must tell the Eastern Cape. Till we have agreed in terms of the production that will be done by the D, I just want to say that I've got a little bit of confusion. I'm not sure whether I'm able to put what exactly what I'm not understanding. There was a saying before, tell these provinces which have for sense the KZN. The KZN, what they have said is correct, but it's not written. And other provinces. So they must go and write these things correctly. But after that, there's this proposal that is coming from your side, which I think is taking us forward. How do you balance the two? Do they jump what we've said, or they must do it because it's still needed? And then, I mean, this is where I'm confused.
I think I would suggest that we correct the technicalities because there's no major problems. And don't confuse the process as agreed initially. The matter where the speaker is supposed to sign was signed. That's one technicality. Others have just produced what they produced before final mandate. And we needed something that seems to evolve out of that into this meeting. Is that correct?
Chair, I'd like to propose a marriage between the two things. Basically what I proposed a week ago. And that is, there's no doubt in my mind that the committee is in agreement with the amendments as contained in the CSIS. There's also no doubt in my mind that the provinces also agree, because there's no promise indicating that they will vote otherwise. So let's get the documentation from the provinces signed correctly as a final mandate on the B version as amended or with amendments. And then at the same time do what Advocate Pandela has proposed. Prepare the D version, send it to them, and they can give us a final voting mandate at the same time. And then we can go into debate next week.
Well,
if that can be done, I don't know.
Is there anybody who wants to have a divergent view, or we agree?
No, we are really
agree. We all agree? Yes. There was the earlier mandate that the chairperson must be in charge of this technical process. If you are available by 2, I can say, okay, we have everything, come to the meeting. It's written in. For this technical issue.
Chairperson, the acting secretary came up with a division, saying that we must send it back to the province. Is that not correct?
No.
Now, if we meet this afternoon, it will go against the proposal that the acting secretary, because this thing must go back there and renew. Maybe the acting secretary can explain the process again, but that is how I understand.
Otherwise, if we chose that way, we overlook the meeting that we called for. If you go that way. Because I thought we would technically respond to each and every aspect of the required of this meeting. Maybe let's give the secretary a chance.
Chair, I can only advise this committee. I can't do more than that. And as I have indicated, in terms of Section 8 of the Mandating Procedures of Provinces Act, let me read it again, Chair. Subsection 2. If no matter arises from the deliberations of the NCOP Select Committee when considering final mandates, which may necessitate consideration by a provincial legislature, the provincial delegation to the NCOP must table its province final mandate in the NCOP plenary as the province voting mandate. If no matters arise that may necessitate consideration by a provincial legislature, the provincial delegation to the NCOP must table its province final mandate in the NCOP plenary as that province voting mandate.
There we are. Can we continue? You know what is happening?
It may well be, Chair, that the difficulty that this committee has is that the B version and the C list were sent to the provinces and not the D version. Otherwise, this committee ideally should be considering the D version now. And to say that no matters have arisen insofar as the D version is concerned after consideration by this committee, then that mandate will then become the voting mandate of the province. I don't know if I'm clear now.
Yeah, you're very clear. Yes?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to put an emphasis on what it is all about. The committee here has a B57 and A B bill and B56B bill, which is they have to deliberate and consider. Any amendments would that the committee would agree or reject reflect on the bills that were referred to this committee. So, in essence, the committee is dealing with the bills that were referred by the other house. And any amendments that are agreed upon must be in, will be in actual be incorporated and produce another bill which will be referred to the other house. So that is the procedure. So whatever the provinces must vote or send their final mandate must send their final mandate on the B version, which was which is before committee, considering the list of proposed amendments that is that were sent to the provinces. Otherwise, the D version it doesn't come into the picture.
Chairperson, just to emphasize what my colleague said, as I understand it. At the moment, this committee this committee only has three correct final mandates before it. It doesn't have any more. That final mandate is to say that we adopt the B version as with the proposed amendment as proposed by this committee, as the wording of the Free State. We only have three. We need at least six of those before a D version can be produced. We cannot now send a D version, or five, whatever, yes. Yeah, we can't now produce a D version on without having a formal six or five final mandate from provinces. And as proposed in the beginning, we must get five valid mandates before this committee as soon as possible, so that we can do produce a D version. Yeah.
Hello.
I don't understand. I've got a D version. Yes.
Can we ignore the D thing for now? And debate. Can we ignore that for now and let's deal with this thing?
Louis, Chair, the problem before is the technical correctness of this thing. Can we just delve on solving that and leave the interpretations at this stage? Because I think we are agreeing, Chair, that we are working on a B bill, and that as a result of our workings, there will be a C list, and therefore let's just stop there, Chair, and see if these things are possible in order to prepare for us programmatically to be at plenary to then do whatever, because we are also agreeing that the division is a voting. It is a voting bill. So I'm trying to understand. We seem to be interpreting a lot now, Chair. And I don't think it's necessary now to interpret and over-interpret and under-interpret. So I'm suggesting, Chair, that let's stick to this. Let's see if there are any other provinces that would have problems in terms of our what we are cautioned with by the programming person here, that we are now going to be having a sitting on the 10th, and that before then we should have corrected the technicalities that has held us up now in this meeting. I think that's where we are, Chair. We're not in any interpretation anymore.
And that's where we were supposed to be closing. I see Mr. Broome, is there any substantial matter?
You see, Chairperson, process is very much important when it comes to processing of a bill. The interpretation, what Louis is talking about, Honorable Louis is talking about. You see, Chairperson, two legal brains differ. Two legal brains. Now, what about us? You see, Chairperson, the acting secretary of parliament of NCOP is saying that my advice will be 1-2-3-4. The legal advice is saying another thing. Now I'm saying that Louis, Honorable Louis, is saying we must leave it out. But the process is very much important. That the process, the correct process. We must follow the correct process.
I'll still repeat what I suggested earlier on. I thought I am on the correct process to deal with technical issues that we said we need to deal with. And there was a suggestion that you, Chairperson, make sure that you are in charge and we are available. So I wanted to conclude when we had to give the secretary a chance to say his other vision. All these things would assist in doing the correct thing. You know? So I would say everyone would have to be combat ready in terms of the suggestions that are available. Even if it means that we have collated what is necessary by 5 o'clock, let's do it. If you can donate it, because it's a matter of here requesting a particular speaker to sign accordingly. Other provinces requesting the correct documentation of provincial legislation.
Yeah, Chair, we don't have a problem. The only issue is that our committee in Gauteng is sitting now at 1 o'clock. We're not sure as to whether the speaker would have signed by 5 o'clock. But I'm not questioning that, Chairperson. We can only have the document ready by tomorrow, if possible.
Now, what I'm trying to say is that be combat ready, as suggested earlier on, that if the committee could come across even out there by 10 to 5, if need be, today, or, today, that's what I mean. Yes, we mean. And then we would also request that there are other committee meetings. Because of the nature of this thing, let Honorable prioritize this postponement. It's very important in the light of what the NA is waiting for and in the light of what we're supposed to be doing on the 10th. Let us be combat ready. If nothing comes out to take up the meeting, you are combat ready for whatever in the morning, tomorrow, at whatever time. Do we agree with you? agreed. Therefore, let's adjourn and prioritize this meeting. If we have other meetings, once you get, put yourself on silent so that when we get at the end, we quickly reassemble.
How can you do other things? I know. This we will keep focusing all over.
I think one of them.